There is growing dissatisfaction in Israel with Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's hardline policies toward the Palestinians. Pressure is growing for Sharon to try to find a way out of more than 3 years of violence. While polls show the Prime Minister's popularity is lower than ever, he remains firmly in charge, NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
75-year-old Ariel Sharon is never more in his element than when he is talking to visiting groups of Jews from around the world. He chides them for not knowing Hebrew, exhorts them to move to Israel, and passionately defends his worldview as he did last week to a Canadian group.
Although Israel is a tiny, small country, it is the only place in the world where Jews have the right and the capability to defend themselves by themselves. For that, we have to thank God every day. And this right must be preserved.
But Sharon hears little applause from Israelis these days. The man who swept into power almost 3 years ago and was re-elected earlier this year in a landslide is growing increasingly unpopular. Polls show Sharon's approval rating at under 40%, down from 70% a few months ago. Last weekend, four former chiefs of the Shin Bet Security Service sparked a storm of controversy with a public warning that Sharon's ongoing military crackdown against the Palestinians is leading Israel to catastrophe. Earlier, the Army Chief of Staff warned that Israel's tactics in the West Bank and Gaza are breeding more hatred and extremism. Leslie Susser, the diplomatic correspondent of the Jerusalem Report, says Israelis thought Sharon would be a strong leader who would either crush the Palestinian uprising or find a way to make a peace deal. But he says in recent months, many have grown disillusioned.
There's also a growing sense that Sharon doesn't have the answers to Israel's existential situation, and that his basic lack of policy is leading the Intifada to continue for longer than it need continue.
Yet, says Susser, the opposition has not presented a credible challenge to the Prime Minister.
The left is challenging Sharon in the field of ideas. The left now has two peace plans that have been put forward to the public, but the left doesn't have a leader who the public feels is someone who matches Sharon.
Susser says that if public pressure to make concessions to the Palestinians continues, Sharon might invite the center-left Labor Party to join his government and launch a new push for a peace settlement. But Susser and other Israeli analysts say the only real threat to Sharon's leadership is an ongoing corruption scandal. The prime minister and his two sons are being investigated for financial irregularities and influence peddling. If an indictment emerges, Sharon will face public pressure to resign. If he is convicted, he must step down, according to Israeli law. Analysts say it's too early to tell if there will be an indictment. Israel's next general election is not scheduled for another 4 years. And most Israeli analysts say that despite growing discontent with the prime minister, they expect him to serve out his term. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.